Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth week of December. We only have a few more days to go before the longest night of the year. After December 21st, even though the air will continue to cool down, the day will become longer again, slowly moving toward summer. The holiday season is starting, and what are you going to do over the holiday seems to be the first question people ask after greetings. Last time, I shared that I would probably be spending the holiday reflecting on my year's journey. Now I've added one more item on the list. I will be writing letters and emails to friends and families near and far that I haven't got around to reach out for so long. By writing to them, in a way, I will be spending time with them. And I think it's very fitting to the theme of this holiday season. What's going to be your theme and intention for this holiday season? Today, I am sharing with you a nonsense memory from my childhood. This belongs to the category of memories that I've never shared with anyone because it's too silly. We usually don't have time to recall such meaningless things from our life. We don't even bother. But on this podcast, we do. During this busy holiday season, I want to invite you to think about one silly, meaningless moment from your life and see what relaxation it might bring to you. Now, I am going to share my story with you. Michael's Story Photograph Podcast will take a break for the next 2 weeks, and I will be back with you again in the new year with a new episode on January 8th. I wish you a wonderful, happy holiday and new year.
Lips on the surface. In this memory, I'm 4 years old. Every day, around midday, I sit for a snack and tea time with my mother. She prepares milk tea and takes out McVitie's chocolate biscuits, 2 for each of us. I always look forward to this one and only snack time of the day and want it to last as long as possible. And because the chocolate biscuits are the most exciting part, I make sure to delay eating them. The best way to do this is to take a long sip of tea first. As I bring the teacup to my mouth, the reflection of my face on the smooth tea surface grows bigger, and the heated steam moisturizes my cheeks. I can get lost in the sensation, forgetting about the biscuits for a second. Taking a long sip of the hot milk tea, I remove the teacup from my mouth. That's when I discover something most unusual on the tea surface. What is this? Where the smooth tea surface used to be, there is now a strange mark. A mark that looks like human lips. I take another sip from the tea, and a new mark appears on the tea surface where my lips have touched. The lips on the tea surface tremble as I placed the cup on the table, then spread out, slowly fading until no trace remains. The new discovery fascinates me, and I produce many lip marks on the tea surface until finally my attention is drawn back to the two chocolate biscuits and I'm ready to eat them.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.